This is CCFM 107.5.
So welcome back to LTC with myself, Marco Jacobs, and I'm about to chat to my big boot, Dr. Donovan Jacobs, and has got a tremendous testimony that we want to get in. During the break, I played you a song by Israel Houghton and New Breed, a song called Not Forgotten, and thank you so much for all of your messages coming through. My goodness, yellas, bye-bye, oh look. But none cuter than Carter when I did his, Who's in the House. Just take a listen to this.
Carter!
And Carter's in the house as well. Thank you so much. Love the kiddies, man. But let me quickly just put on the line this guy that I've grown up all my life. Love him so much. But he's got a story to tell. And today, I think that we may need a pick-me-up for a lot of people during this time. Let me say hello to Dr. Donovan Jacobs. Welcome to LTC.
How's it, Marco? Buta, are you well?
I am together. Thank you for asking. And
praise the Lord.
Good to connect with you. And I have you on here on purpose because I want to talk about the song Die Prijs Klaar Betaal, and by all intents and purposes, and what I see, people love the song. But I don't just want them to love the song. I want them to hear your testimony, the testimony behind that whole song. And we're going to get into that. We're going to hear about the angels. And we'll also talk about that spiritual battle. And I think we need to get clarity on some of the battles that people are facing, especially during this COVID time. Yeah. I want to put out there that you didn't have COVID, and you can explain more about that. But there's things that you can latch onto that can explain exactly what a lot of people are going through, especially the fear aspect and how that can cripple you, even in your faith, even if you are a strong believer. We'll get into that. But Doc, Donovan, let's talk about thy testimony. Maybe you know what I'm going to do. I actually want to play them a little bit of, or maybe I'll do that later.
Okay.
Let's talk about Die Prijs Klaar Betaal. How did it lead up to the song? What happened to you?
Well, Marco, let me just backtrack a bit. You know, I always wanted a testimony, man. Testimony. I was always, I was a good song there, man. Ja, ek was ook aan die kerk. You know, and then the Lord, he got me, he saved me. But you know, you never, you always hear when you go to Pentecostal churches, ek is hier om te testify, and they have this wonderful testimonies. Ek was, I help her din, dis on daar. Ek het so gedoen en so gedoen. And I always wondered, I don't have anything like that, man.
Yeah.
I don't have nothing like that. You know, I realized I was a sinner. The Holy Spirit drew me, and then he saved me. That was my testimony in totality, you know. But the last few months, I think I've got a testimony now that I can speak about, that I think people should be hearing, that I think people must hear. And so I felt ill on the 30th of March, and my wife felt ill too, just so you know. She fell ill at the same time. But my symptoms just got worse and worse. And by all indications, it looked like COVID. And then Dr. Garth, he then started treating me and my wife for COVID. She got better, and I got worse. And so, you know, this stuff that we medically can't explain. I wasn't fearful, but we couldn't understand why, with all the treatment that I would have gotten, I'm not getting better. And then I got worse. And so on Passover Friday the 2nd, I fell ill, really, really ill. And on the Sunday of Passover the 4th, man, my whole body started shutting down. And then for that next 3 weeks, it was so bad, Marco. I couldn't move. I definitely had to bring my medication. Had to move me around. Donovan Morris had to save me, you know. And I really found out I was in trouble by the 2nd week, when the brethren started bickering around me. I'm laying in the entertainment room, and ek maak my oor op, hier so kort, hier stik ter wien voor my, ek skrik my broek nat, ek pie my amper nat. Then they vigiled around me. It became so bad that they vigiled around me, and my oxygen levels were between 39 and 49 at that time, Marco. And the medical people will tell you you should be minimum at 94 oxygenation levels. Mm. Mine was at 39 and 49. Some of my brethren that passed, they passed at 69. And maybe it's because I'm from the center of the universe that the Lord kept me like that. I don't know, Marco, yeah. But 39, 49 oxygen on the tank. I had machines here at the house, and it just wasn't any getting better. Then the Sunday of the 18th, Pastor Afonso them were here, Donnie Moise them were here, Ravina them were here, and Dr. Garth was here. And Aaron Martin, not Martin anymore, Aaron Graby looked at me, and she said to Dr. Garth, listen, this guy is we can't do nothing for him anymore. And then Dr. Garth spoke to my wife and said, if you want your husband to see sunset tonight, he must go to hospital immediately. They then rushed me to hospital with my oxygen tank in the back of Pastor Alfonso's car. Rushed me to hospital, Marco. There I got. You know, let me just say this. The worst part, Marco, of this entire experience was to see my daughter, Rebecca, and Adassa look at me while I'm being put in a wheelchair into the car and then off to hospital. It was such a earth-sinking feeling for me, looking in their eyes and look at the fear, look at the, ooh, is our daddy going to come back? Because, you know, when the pastors go to the hospital, they never come back. Mm. That was the scene that was going through my mind and their mind. So that was some of the fighting in the background. I said to my wife, let's just pray about this, about which hospital we should be going to. And it fell on Panorama, and we took the decision. We went to Panorama, and I think it was the right decision. 98% of all the people that touched my body, they were all born again. Sure. How do you like that?
Yeah.
Anyway, so now I arrive at the hospital, Marco, and they do the COVID test. It's the first thing they do. But they put me in a waiting room, Marco. They put me in a waiting room and waiting on the COVID test. And then before the COVID test came, they put me in the COVID ward already. When the COVID test came, it was negative, and they obviously realized it's something other than what's going on. They then did all the ECGs and the MRIs, and they found out this blood clot in the center of my chest that restricted the oxygen flow. And this is where it's becoming interesting, Marco. I was always wondering in church when we danced and when we went on, why I was so tired. You know what that blood clot did, that pulmonary embolism? It weakened my heart. I'm sitting here in my office now, Mark, and I'm telling you, I can't pick up a 5 or 10 kilogram thing. My breathing is fine as you can hear, but I can't pick up anything heavy. Then my heart rate just goes through the roof. So I got a little way to go still. And I'm so graced by our leadership that has allowed me this break to strengthen. But here's the thing that you and the congregation of CCFM wants to hear. So here on they get me to hospital, they put me on oxygen. The second night, I'm laying in my bed, Marco, and I'm saying, Lord, what am I doing here? My hands are clean, my heart is clean. I owe no man nothing but love. What am I doing here? And I start bargaining with the Lord. That's on the 19th. I say, Lord, if you spare my life, I will do this for you. Lord, if you do this, I will do that for you. Lord, what about my children? What about my wife? What about my mother? What about the ministry? And just what about? You would have noticed, Marco, we didn't put anything on social media because we believe in this concept, private battles, public victories. But also, you know, mommy wasn't too lekker, she wasn't too healthy. And we didn't want her to see pictures or hear stuff via, and then she panics, you know. And that was part of the reason why we did it privately. So as I'm bargaining before the Lord, this on the inside of me, literally like a shout, Marco, it is the hero to bargain. It is the hero to bargain. The price van my lever is klaar betaal. Wow, it was such a force. It was my spirit man agreeing with the Holy Spirit that, you know, I as a son of God, I as a man of God, I as his favorite child should not beg for my life. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Everything that happens in my life is ordered by the Lord. And then calmness came, Marco, because you see, when we are in a negotiation with the Lord, does this, listen to this. Sometimes we forget that in the word negotiation, there's the word ego. You know, it's our egos that negotiate with the Lord, and that's not what the Lord wants. He wants us simply to come, be humble, and receive out of His hand what He wants to give us. And then there, that song was birthed. I asked the nurse for help. I said, "Nurse, please come." And switch on the phone, you switch on the phone. I sang into the phone. Now you must remember, it's not this number that you have here now.
Yeah.
It's a different number. My wife was really clever. She gives me a phone, a brand new phone with one number on. It's her phone number because she didn't want me to contact people. So if I want to speak to you, to anybody, I have to speak to her and then she dials them in. That's how she protected me. What a wife. And then... go for it.
I actually want to get into that particular soundbite of what it actually sounded like when you actually sang into that song. Doesn't sound like you at all, must admit. But this is the process of going through that particular scenario and to put people into the picture with pipes and everything. And ventilators and the like. I'm just going to play a little bit of it that people can understand where you were at.
Okay.
Just about a little bit of that and take a, let's take a listen to this.
Okay. Here I come here on the piano, I think here the place where we live is cloud but down.
So that's just a little bit of what it sounded like, Donnie, and didn't sound like you, but that's what he sang in there.
Yes, Marco, here's the thing. Now, I know now. I know now that's how it sounded like. But in that moment, it sounded perfectly normal for me. It sounded as you're hearing my voice now, that's how I heard it in my head. And this is something that the believers must watch out for, is that self-deception. You know, I was self-deceived, thinking that everything about me is okay, that my health is okay, that my voice is okay. It was not okay, but I wasn't aware. Yes, I was in a bubble of prayer and in a bubble of protection, but when you hear that voice now, you can definitely hear there's something wrong with this guy on me. But be that as it may, so I sing it out to the Dino, doesn't recognize the voice. A day or two later, his wife, Evangeline, she says, "But it's Pastor D." And then she starts singing this thing, and that's how that song was birthed. And the deal was on the 8th of June, which was my birthday, the Dino then wanted to the worship team wanted to reveal this song to me as a birthday. But they didn't. they didn't factor in Alton's okay. You know.
Yeah.
So he goes. I'm sitting at home now this time, and here I hear this man singing this word of the Lord. Ek skryf my boek aan sy Christine. Die Here het met iemand anders ook gepraat. Dis ding wat ek weer gegaan het. Dis nie nou dan nie. Die ou was op Facebook. Hy het dit nou. En ek sê om die song te sing.
And you had to act surprised. Wow. And you had to
act surprised. That's a surprise. Because they didn't think I would go on Facebook, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marco, so it's a deep word for me. And you know, the beauty of it is that there's a lot of people doing videos about it, singing it now. It's like unlike any other songs where it's like this song, it is in a free fall. Everybody's singing it. Everybody's participating in it. And I think it struck a nerve with people that the praise van ons lewe. Now, you asked me about the spiritual battle.
Yeah.
You know, I must tell you this now. I'm a very level-headed person, if I must say that myself. I'm very well-adjusted in my personality, in my spiritual makeup, in my mental makeup. I think I'm normal. So here's the thing, Marco.
Yeah.
By the third and the fourth night, now, you must know, the nurses, they write everything up about what you do, how many stools you had, how many times you passed your pee and so on. But they also mention things that are peculiar. So this third or fourth night, it's either third or the fourth night, I hear these Africans singing, man. Now it's past 3 and I'm saying to myself, Africans are singing. And I call the nurse and say, listen, who's the people that singing like that? She says, Mr. Jacob, there's no one singing. And I insist, no, but I can hear them singing. Of course, I can still hear them singing. Mm. I said, maybe there's a radio on. There's no radio on, Marco. That's the first night. Second night, I hear African singing again. And then the Holy Spirit whispered to me, those are not people singing. You are hearing angelic voices singing. And they're coming to cheer you up. They're coming to strengthen you. And then I heard it in English, I heard it in Afrikaans, I heard it in so many different languages, people praising the Lord. And even the languages I couldn't understand, I knew it. You know, I didn't see it, I heard it. Because I'm a very auditory person. Mm. Here's the thing, Marco. If you had to tell me that now, if someone had to tell me, hey, ik wil Engels praten met me, all these years, I heard people, they say they heard this, they heard that. I would not believe it. I would not believe it. And I don't expect people to believe me other than those that know my character and knows my history. But I can say that my name is Donovan Martin Alexander Jacobs. I heard the voices of angels singing. In Engels, ek moet dit sê, in Engels. Want soms denk die mense, daar is net wit engele, of wat dit. No! They are spirit beings.
Yes.
I heard it in English. I heard it in Afrikaans. I heard it in course, and it strengthened me so much. And I want to encourage someone today with that, Marco.
Yes.
That the angels are around us to support us, to protect us, to help us in our time of need, just like Hebrews 1 says. And of all ministering spirits, these spirits are not all there to help us in our salvation. Yeah. That what happened for real. It for about 6-7 nights in a row, it happened like that.
Sure.
But you know what, Marco? The worst night was the last night. So every time the doctor would come to me, my arm was he comes between 6 and 7 in the morning, and at the street between 7 and 8. So from 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm making my bed up already. In other words, I'm sitting up. And I start praying in tongues, Radakosha Kamaki, Pora Pati. If you do a C7, going to tell a bit, Marco. But that's what I've done. I started praying in tongues.
Yes.
So when he comes into my room, good morning, sir. Are you well, sir? That is my statement. No, with all the sea stuff and all the good, no plugged in, with all the stuff plugged in, are you well, sir? And I make sure my breath is strong. And here, after the 9th or the 10th day, like this, by the 8th day, he says, Mr. Jacobs, you are out of danger. We must work now to go home. At that time, I'm still on 60% oxygen that they're giving me. And then I said, Lord, you must help me here. But that is when the tide started changing for me. And the oxygen became less and less and less. And then on the 3 days before I left the hospital, they put me in the private room, almost like a step down. And that's where the magic happened. So I'm in this room, Marco. And on the second last night that I'm there, I hear these people praying outside me. And I hear people blowing shofars and stuff. And I hear my name. And as I open the window, Marco, there I see Pastor Sean and Pastor Andrea and some other people praying for Donovan Jacobs. How do you like that?
Sure.
The Lord has wanted to encourage me all over the world, Marco. Dubai, Kansas City, Miami, South Africa, people that I don't know, they were all praying for me. I was in a bubble of protection. Second last night, Marco, now the doctor said to me, you're going home now. And I'm so, so happy. But here's the thing, my pressure is 87 over 67, still low. And I said, Lord, I must get out of this hospital. I think I can recuperate home better. So then I phoned downstairs and I get the salt. Because I Google, and every time they come to do my blood pressure, I take took funny so to get my bro, so the blood pressure can upcome. I don't advise that to anybody, please. But here's the thing, Marco.
Yeah.
This is what I think will help the listeners. The night before I'm discharged, it's about 8 o'clock. I'm sitting up in my bed, and this presence comes into the room. It is not the Holy Spirit. Now, because I do a lot of deliverance ministry, I am familiar with this presence. And this presence comes to press against me. And I hear these words coming to me. They had more ochen to it in Israel. Yo, Marco, I'm telling you, fear filled my heart, man. And I'm not a person that gets fearful quickly. Fear comes into my heart, Marco. And I am discombobulated. I don't know what to do. I am confused. I said, Lord, I thought that you were in the room with me, but there's something else here in the room with me. Sorry, Marco, you wanted to say something?
I think we got a halter there. Or maybe make a part two, but wait, there's more after the news. I think let's make some time after the worship encounter just to let people come back and listen to the final part of that story. Larry standing by with the news. I'm looking forward to hearing the rest, and I'm pretty sure quite a few of the other people as well. But we have to head into news, and then I'll phone you just after the worship encounter just to complete that story as an encouragement to somebody. Thank you, Donnie. For a little bit later. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Changing lives for good. CCFM 107.5.